all of a sudden you're gone. Your eternity will start, and you know what? God has done everything possible for your salvation. Listen, there has to be a place where you come to it and you admit that you're lost. I'll never forget Margie when she took that covering off right at the class that night, and with tears in her eyes, she said, "I don't need this anymore. I'm trusting the Lord." I saw Rhoda sitting over there, and her eyes were just, "Oh my gosh, I'm lost." The next morning, she didn't come the same way she went. Everybody has a testimony that you could testify of to the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Now, I've heard all kinds. You know what I told Brother Moore? I was faking it out. He asked me. He looked over his glasses at me and he said, "Son, tell me your testimony." You know, I said, this is what I told him, and I was lying right through my teeth. I said, "I saw the light on the eighth day." See, I was a homeless bum. Do you all know that? I lived on the street. I was a street urchin. You know, the people with the scraggly beard and the stinky body and the unclean clothes and carrying my guitar and my knapsack. That was me. You'd have passed me up on the side of the road. That's what you'd have done. You'd have passed me up like, "Ooh, I wouldn't even talk to him." I straightened out my life. Got it back on track. Thought, boy, Jesus is all over me. And I told him about the eighth day that I went to sell my blood down to the... And this is a true story. I went to sell my blood down to the blood bank to get food. I had not eaten for 8 days. You can tell I've made up for that since. And I started to go really weak. And I checked my pulse and my blood count was down to like 4 or 5. And they called an ambulance, wanted to take me to the doctor. I said, "I don't have any money. Don't take me to the doctor." And I decided I wanted to change my life. I changed my life. For the first time in my life, I went and begged at the Danny Dale restaurant in the Cervantes Street down in Pensacola. And I knocked on that back door where the cats fed and the dogs ate. And I begged that man for food. And I said, "I'll do the dishes. Just feed me. I'm very hungry." And he gave me 7 stuffed bell peppers. I'll never forget that. It was a Greek restaurant. From that point on, I started straightening out my life. And from that point on, I put myself back into college. And within a year, I was making $394,000 at an arcade I opened up. And I thought, look at God bless my life for changing. And I'm telling this story to Brother Moore. And you know what he thought? He kept thinking, "Well, when did you get saved?" Mm-hmm. And about a month and a half later, I was listening to preaching, and I was there on that Wednesday night, and he described the cross, and he talked about those filthy, rotten people that had committed insurrection, how they were cussing and spitting at the Roman soldiers. You could hear the pounds of those things. Bam! Bam! And the, "Oh, I get off this cross, I'm going to kill you, you little stinking Roman." And when it came to the Lord's time, you know what? He never even opened his mouth. I went to put him on the cross. They had literally beaten everything out of him. And you know why he was dying? For you.
Amen.
He's dying for you. Are you kidding me? For Andy? For Curtis? You got to be... Lisa? No way. They mocked him. They put him on that cross and they dropped that cross down in the thing and it stretched out his arms and the pain, the Bible says that every bone was out of joint. I don't know what that feels like, but that wasn't the worst. He was surrounded by the bulls of Bashan. the demons and those people, he can walk right through them. He's seeing your heart right now. Faking it out, he knows. Hey, you hang out with us, he knows. He gave up the ghost and dropped right off into hell for you.
That's right.
And you want to go around and show us how great you are? You gotta be kidding me. Buddy, I was so under conviction that night. But you know, the funny thing was, is pride kept me from getting saved. I'm just telling you. It was like amazing. I'm like, I want to get saved. And yeah, there was like a little devil on one side and an angel on the other. And one said, hey, they already think you're saved. Just be quiet and get saved. The other one says, you're lost. You're as lost as a ball in high weeds. I was so afraid that night. Listen to me. I went home. In my mind, I wasn't worried about dying. I was 24 years of age, guys. You know what I was worried about? The rapture. What happens if it came before I got that thing settled? And that thing played in my mind. All night I slept with one eye open. I'm not kidding you, I was scared. Morning, I'm in turmoil. I'm literally in turmoil from the preaching. You know why? I know I'm lost. So about 10 o'clock when I finally got up, I went to the bathroom, I took a shower, and I sat down on that toilet seat just sitting there thinking about this whole thing. And I didn't know what to do. You know what I did? I started praying. I didn't know what to do. See, God doesn't save you because you pray. You can pray until hell freezes over and never get saved. And I started out prayers like this. Maybe you've done this. Lord, if I'm lost, I want you to save me. That's what I was thinking in my mind. Lord, if I'm lost. And I said, if you'll save me, I'll do this. If you'll save me, I'll do that. About 2 hours of that kind of prayer, and I mean, I'm just confused. I finally got the end of that prayer, and I said, you know the problem is I'm sitting there praying about it. Lord, if what you did on that cross isn't enough, I ain't ever going to make it. And I just gave up. I let go of the rope. It's like receiving that dollar. I gave some dollars away to men that gave it back to me. You've seen them. The ones that got it, kept it. You got it? And the moment I thought, if what he did at that cross wasn't enough, all of a sudden it dawned on me, it is all that I need is what he did. I'm trusting that. And the moment I did, I had peace. All that story about the eighth day, that was just garbage. You know what we call that down south? Bull doo-doo. I was just faking it out to him. Thought that would satisfy him. Next Sunday when I got to church, I stood up and I said, you know what, guys? I got saved Thursday morning. I knew right where I was. I know what I trusted. It wasn't I walked the aisle and look at me, I turned my life over. It wasn't any of that. It was for the first time in my life I had real, absolute peace. Man, a peace that I couldn't even understand. You know why? I had entered into the kingdom of God. I was in the presence. Hey, look in Ephesians and we'll end here tonight. I could go until midnight. I know you guys want to stay up with me. You guys freak out and want to go home or something. So I won't keep you. I love this. I don't know what this says to you when I read this, but I love this. Listen to this. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father, isn't that great? Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Going to bless us? Already blessed us. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Isn't that phenomenal? Now watch. According as He has chosen us in Him, when? Before it ever even got into existence, guys. Before the foundation of the world. And here's the verse. Here's the part. that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I could see myself, once I was saved, walking before the holy and righteous God, are you listening to me? Without a single blame before Him. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I could walk because all of a sudden, I am now holy and without blame before Him. You know what? There was always that little guilt, that little feeling, that little condemnation, that little thrust inside of me. It was always there, and nobody saw it, but I knew it was there. Rhoda knew it too. You know what? Curtis knew it too. Lisa, did you know it? There's that little piece that nobody sees, but you know what's there. Buddy, when I realized I could walk in front of Him, holy and without blame before Him in love, and just be in His presence knowing that it is God. And He allows me to walk because He put me, He translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's good stuff. That's what it's all about, guys. See, that kingdom of God is a kingdom that you're in right now. You're in the midst of the presence of the holy and righteous God, and He sees you completely done. Not undone. Not living in cursedness. Not living in your... I mean, most of us are adulterers. We think filthy thoughts. Our fantasies would literally flip people out. Amen?
Amen.
I mean,
amen?
Amen. And yet, because of what He did for us, we can stand right now in the presence of God. Holy. That's the most incredible thing in the world. Oh, I don't want that. I'd rather work for it. And in their works, they deny it. You see, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, they're still working for it. The kingdom of God, you've got it.
Amen.
And that's the difference. One's a garden.
Oh, my goodness.
And one's a field. One has tares in it, which represents sin. Mm-hmm. And one is weeded every day and tended. No sin dwells there. It's not meat or drink for righteousness. Is that amazing? I mean, you want a bedtime story? That's the story. A homeless bum from Pensacola, Florida can be saved. Filthy, rotten, vile human being can be saved. You know what cannot be saved? A godly person. A godly person can never be saved. They trust in their own good works. A godly person. So are you a godly person? Yes. Well, Christ only died for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5. Hey, it's not a funny thing. You understand it? If you're godly, you don't get in. If you're undone right now and you want to be saved, I don't know how many people, but if you want to be saved on watching us on the internet and you're not sure, why don't you claim right now that tonight what Christ did for you? You know the song. All you got to do is believe that Jesus did it all for you and me. Totally paid the price, isn't He gracious and nice? That all you got to do is believe. Is that simple?
Amen.
And the thing that's stopping you is pride and a haughty attitude, thinking you're better than everyone else. But you know what? When you come to the cross, it's all equal.
Amen.
I'm done.